From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM, and here we are in the spring already. Wow. Later on tonight, Dr. Doom, Ed Dames joins us. The kill shot. Is it soon? Here's what's happening. A federal judge has canceled a hearing tomorrow in the legal battle to force Apple to break into an encrypted iPhone used by one of those San Bernardino attackers, after federal officials in a court filing said they may have found another way to access this device. In a filing late Monday, federal prosecutors said an outside party has come forward and has shown the FBI a possible method for unlocking the phone used by one of the shooters in the December 2nd terror attack. In a statement, a U.S. Justice Department spokesperson said the government is cautiously optimistic that the possible method will work. I do know that John McAfee, the inventor, of course, of the McAfee software antivirus, has been toying with the idea of going to the FBI to tell them that he may be able to crack that. We've got a few calls into John to see if he is possibly that person. Meanwhile, Apple has unveiled its new iPhone SE and a 9.7-inch iPad Pro at the company's Infinite Loop campus in California. The rumored, prior to the event, the iPhone SE has a 4-inch screen, a 64-bit A9 chip, 12-megapixel camera. That's pretty good. Pricing for the phone starts at $399 for 16 gigabytes on that version, or $499 for 64 GBs. The phone comes in space gray, silver, gold, and rose gold. Forget the crowded community centers and chaotic scenes so often associated with presidential caucuses. For thousands of Utah Republicans, caucusing on Tuesday could entail little more than getting on their tablet or computer and voting online. In a very bold but also risky move, Utah GOP officials are allowing Republicans to vote online in Tuesday's contest. The idea is to boost participation in the presidential preference caucus by making the process more convenient for voters. Utah residents can still come out to caucus sites and vote in person, but if they wish, they can all do it online. Let's check in with Dr. John Curtis to get his take on the primaries tomorrow and where we are to date. That's something online. Well, it's the wave of the future, John, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. I mean, it's so much, you know, subject to manipulation, though. I know those voting machines really, you know, trouble people, too. You know, when they're, you know, the electronic, there's no paper trail. So, you know, when you start going to, you know, online, you know, voting, you know, you're increasing the risk of somebody who's, you know, a good old-fashioned hacker having some way of manipulating it. But, you know, you've got an election tomorrow, and I think that Utah is clearly divided. I think they've spent millions, the anti-Trump folks led by Mitt Romney, trying to, you know, hand the vote mainly to Ted Cruz tomorrow. But the Utah is a proportional state. Really doesn't make much difference. Trump will score some votes there. The biggie is the winner take all down in Arizona, and Trump is substantially ahead in that and should wind up winning that. And I think, you know, today's speech that he made at APEC was the first prepared presentation I think anybody has ever heard Donald Trump make. I think he read it off a teleprompter. I think he did pretty well with it. He certainly got enough ovations from the crowd, and I think, you know, generally scored pretty good marks with APEC.
Is he going to generate enough delegates, though, or is this going to be a brokered convention, as I've been saying for months now, John?
Well, I think it's going to be very close, and I think the reason why Kasich is in there is to just take away as many votes as he can from Trump. And as Cruz has pointed out, and I think he's right about this, that it's really preventing him from a, you know, two-man race. But Kasich has some very interesting logic. I don't know if you've heard him interviewed lately, but essentially he's saying that, you know, his path to the nomination is through a brokered convention. It's almost like the primaries don't matter to him. The fact that he's only won his own home state, not by a very big percentage either, and apparently crossover, you know, a number of crossover Democrats are really what put him over the top in Ohio, not Republicans. So, I mean, the argument that Kasich is making is some of this is going to a broker convention. I you know, my sources tell me that if the trends hold right now, Trump will reach the 1237 by June 7th, the end of the primary, certainly at probably be put over the top by California. So while it's still possible to go to a broker convention, I really think it's a lot of hype right now. It makes for good, you know, stories on the, you know, the 24/7 cable networks. But there is a very good probability that Trump can get to that 1237.
All right, we'll check in with you tomorrow night, John, see how everything went. Thank you so much, John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. Story we had last week, it's now all over the place, so I'm going to tell it to you again. Tri-Union Seafoods has voluntarily recalled more than 107,000 cans of Chicken of the Sea brand 5-ounce canned chunk light tuna in oil and 5-ounce chunk light tuna in water because the products may have been undercooked after an equipment malfunction. The San Diego-based company has announced this in a press release that officials identified the risk during a routine inspection. Improperly sterilized products may leave consumers at risk of exposure to spoilage or pathogens, which could lead to life-threatening illness, folks. So be careful. Chinese citizens reacted with anger and alarm at news of a massive illegal vaccine operation uncovered in a province. The illegal vaccine ring involves hundreds of people, affected 24 provinces and cities. On Monday, news that a boy had died after a vaccination sparked even more anger, though officials said there's no link to that scandal. China has seen several health and safety scandals in recent years. Listen to this story. Unbelievable. This guy's got to get the Low Life of the Year award. Olivia Newton-John's former boyfriend, who disappeared 11 years ago, has apparently been found secretly living in Mexico with a new lover. Woman's Day claims that he dated the Australian star for 9 years. Now he's been found alive and well after vanishing on a fishing trip more than a decade ago. The magazine claims that fresh evidence confirms previous reports that he is living in Mexico, having settled down with a European girlfriend. You just don't disappear. You tell the person you're dating, I'm not interested anymore. I'm going away. Unbelievable story. Sir Paul McCartney has filed legal papers here in the United States as part of an attempt to reclaim the publishing rights to the Beatles' back catalog. This is worth a fortune. Although he co-wrote most of the band's hits, the star has never controlled the publishing rights. And police were in hot pursuit of a cement truck outside Minneapolis after a boy reportedly hopped in the driver's seat and took it for a spin. He's 11 years old. Let's check in now with Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates, to see what's going on in the universe these days. Stephen, what do we have?
Well, George, always exciting things. Last week we broke some news here about a comet that's coming very close to the Earth.
Yeah.
And I also reported about a secondary comet. But we find out, the astronomy community tells us, George, that they're basically one and the same object. The comet 252P Linear, which is the main object, have passed the Earth today only 3.3 million miles. People in the southern hemisphere, George, are all excited. Even though the skies are nearly full, you know, full illuminated with the moon, they're seeing this greenish blob moving across the sky, maybe headed to the northern hemisphere. But the real news is the particle called P2016BA14. It's not an independent object. It's probably an object, George, that broke off the primary comet. Get a load of this. It'll be the second closest comet passage in history, 2.2 million miles. That occurs for us on the 22nd. At around noontime Eastern Daylight Time, no worry of any, of course, crashing into the Earth. But, George, there's also something that people are talking about, and it's a possibility, and we always report accurately here, of course. By about the 28th, there may be an increase in meteor activity, meaning simply a small meteor shower, or who knows, maybe something a little more intense. And then don't forget, in the sky live right now, George, for the entire Coast audience, go out and observe that beautiful waxing gibbous moon. The object, and we're getting calls here at my own hotline. What the heck is the object? It's the planet Jupiter and the moon forming a beautiful conjunction, George, all setting us up for Easter Sunday, according to astronomy, the first Sunday after the full moon, which occurs on or about, and after that is, the vernal equinox. So beautiful things, George, in the sky, as we continue to talk about the beautiful full Easter warm moon and much more to come.
Thank you, Stephen. Really appreciate everything you do for us. You make space exciting. I've got dozens of emails because they know Doc Wallach is next on Coast to Coast AM. Doc Wallach, of course, with criticalhealthnews.com. And he is our partner and major sponsor of the program. He loves what we do, and we love what he does. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach on Coast to Coast AM. Well, there you have it. You just heard MZ. I'll give you the phone number again tonight several times. And, of course, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, a partnership that we have with our sponsor, Dr. Joel Wallach and criticalhealthnews.com. They have provided incredible information over the last year. And I got to tell you, I have had more emails today. I'm here in St. Louis. I've been downloading most of the day for questions for Doc Wallach from people who may not get on the program when we start calls in a few moments here. But Dr. Wallach, of course, is a veterinarian, not a medical doctor, but let me tell you, he's got licensing to do homeopathy and natural medicine as well, and he is as good as anyone I have ever talked to. Welcome back, Doc. Good to have you. Well, is there Doc? Is Doc there? No, Doc is not there, so we may have lost him on his phone, but we will try to call him back and get him on. If not, I will pretend to be that. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. But look, he comes on once a month, and when he is on, he provides vital information for so many people. I mean, absolutely vital information. And this information, of course, you can take with you to your own doctor. Do whatever you need to do, but definitely take heed and do what you have to do. Now, here's the truth. I'm here in St. Louis, so I don't have the luxury of seeing Tom and our engineers doing what they're doing. So we're at the mercy of them to try to get Doc Wallach and pop him on the program. I don't know where he is. He is apparently in Kansas City. On a cell phone, which we've always insisted he be on a landline, but for some reason he's on a cell phone this time, so we'll see if we're going to get him. I trust Tom. Tom says he's there, so you double punch him, Danny, and let's get him on. And Doc, you there?
I'm here.
We lost you. My God, I had to do this show without you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're on now.
Okay.
All right, well, good. Welcome back. You're in Kansas City, I understand, huh?
That's correct.
Well, maybe that's what happened. You never. I'm back in St. Louis. I'm in your old stomping grounds.
That's correct. I'm pretty close. The other end of the state, though.
Hey, Doc, let's. I have gotten a countless number of emails from people who are asking questions now because they fear they can't get through on the phone, and we'll get to the calls at the bottom of the hour here, which will come up quicker than you think. But let's do a little review, of course. Over the past, oh my gosh, month that you've been on with us, people are really concerned about what's going on in the environment and how it is affecting them. And we're talking about cancer and all other kinds of maladies. What's going on?
Well, it's one of those things, George, where all vertebrates, including human beings and crocodiles and mice and flamingos and rats and cattle and giraffe and elephants, we all need certain basic things. Everybody needs oxygen. Everybody needs water. But we need 60 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And this is required by our genes and our DNA and our RNA and our telomeres, little end caps in our chromosomes, to maximize their genetic output for the genetic expression. You can have great genes, but without these 90 essential nutrients, you're only going to get 10% or less of what the genes can do. And this is where the medical system has missed it badly. This is why our children, or be the first generation, George, that do not live as long as their parents. So this is very scary. This is a catastrophe of biblical proportions here. And it's because of one thing. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant on Pearl Street, New York City. Then 10 years, everybody converted from wood as a fuel to electricity, and that ended our source of nutritional minerals, which goes back 5,000 years. And nobody knew that, and so they began to switch to electricity, and they're not putting their wood ashes from a stove in the gardens anymore, which is our source of nutritional minerals. And nobody knew that, so they didn't replace that traditional source of minerals we've been using for 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. And so now we're paying the consequences. For instance, I don't know if you know this, George, but just a couple of days ago, UCLA declared that 55% of people in California are either pre-diabetic or diabetic.
I saw that. That's unbelievable.
Yep, it's incredible. And, of course, the medical system still believes that type 2 diabetes is a simple genetically transmitted disease. And, in fact, it's a simple mineral deficiency. We've known that for 80 years. And that's why we have such good fortune with people who have, I don't care if they've had type 2 diabetes for 30 years, George. It's one of those things that goes away in 30 days when you do the right thing. Same, we could make anybody's church family diabetes-free in 30 days. We can make anybody's city, their state. We can make America type 2 diabetes-free in less than 2 months because you're always going to have people not follow directions. So it would be 2 months. You can pretty much drop dead guarantee that we can be a nation free of type 2 diabetes, which makes up 98% of the diabetic population. But people are going to have to think of things differently. They have to stop believing in the genetic theory and say, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I get the bad genes. No, we can take care of this, and then our kids will live longer than us the way it's supposed to be.
And, Doc, losing weight alone is not going to get that glucose level down, is it?
Well, it might lower it some, but that's not the issue. The issue, of course, is that we're missing these nutrients, and these nutrients are required to manage blood sugar, keep your blood sugar in the normal range, to be able to consume and utilize carbohydrates and sugar at the cellular level, to maintain and repair things like cartilage, skin, heart, brain. For instance, Alzheimer's disease is a simple nutritional deficiency, actually a physician-caused disease. Medical doctors caused Alzheimer's disease in an effort to demonize a nutrient so they could sell a product. The whole Alzheimer's thing was caused by a sales campaign to sell a product. And Procter & Gamble was involved. The American Heart Association was involved. In fact, the Procter & Gamble gave the American Heart Association $1.7 million in 1952 to demonize this nutrient that's required to prevent and reverse Alzheimer's disease.
Did you see where they tested stem cells on leukemia patients who were 1 foot away from dying, 1 foot from the grave, and 90% of them, Doc, went into remission with stem cells? I find that to be amazing.
Yeah, well, stem cells are just produce normal cells. And, of course, that's a temporary fix because, for instance, there's many leukemias that are caused by nutritional deficiencies. One of the ones, or the most vicious of all leukemias, is the acute promyelocytic leukemia. It kills people in 6 months. It's vicious. And very little the medical system to do about it. Well, New York University actually did a study. It was supposed to only last 6 months because everybody dies of the disease in 6 months. That's acute promyelocytic leukemia. And began to supplement with this one trace mineral. And 10 years later, nobody had died. It's just like crazy. And they said, okay, well, we got to shut the experiment down because we were only expecting to run it for 6 months. We've gone 10 years there. Now we're waiting for somebody to die. And nobody died. And this was published in medical journals. It was in the front page of the New York Times. And the medical system refuses to pay attention to this sort of stuff. And so this is why individuals like yourself and myself and the average person on the street have to take control here. The medical system has failed us terribly. And there's little bits of research here and there that show that we can do things that make a huge difference. For instance, we know that muscular dystrophy is a simple nutritional deficiency disease. I gave the information.
Hold on for a sec, Doc. We're at the break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that, and we'll begin our phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. Well, we've got so many questions for Doc Wallach here, and we're going to take your calls as well for the next hour and a half. And if we can help just one person, it is well worth it. Doc Wallach, of course, with CriticalHealthNews.com, one of our sponsors. And, of course, their phone number, if you can't get through to talk to them today, you can talk to these folks at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast, where Dr. Joel Wallach, he is in Kansas City. What are you, in another speaking engagement, Joel?
Yes, sir. Gave a big talk earlier tonight here at actually the original hotel where the Dead Doctors Don't Lie audio cassette was recorded back in 1992.
Well, that's amazing. I'm going to be mentioning a free event you're going to be at in the Northern California area a little bit later on for folks. But you are all over the place. You're like the Ever-Ready Bunny, aren't you?
Well, sort of. You know, people always ask me, well, where do you live, Wallach? And I say, well, my residence is in Delta Airlines. I sleep more there and eat more there than any place else in the world.
Yeah, well, you really do. We're going to get to these calls in a second. I had a chance to watch a movie late last night. I had just flown in from Denver doing our Beyond Belief television shows. And I picked up on Amazon. It was called The Big Short. And it was a movie, but it was based on how these folks, these investors, shorted Wall Street because they knew the housing bubble was going to burst in 2008. Well, Brad Pitt was in it, and he was a former investment banker who quit. He got tired of it. And in the movie, he, you know, decided just to go rogue and do his own thing and stuff. And he's in his kitchen cooking for a couple guys, and he said, by the way, you really need to use non-GMO type seeds, and you have to use wood ash for fertilizer. And when he said that, I thought of you.
Well,
what a story.
That was a very smart thing to say.
Yep, it sure was. Look, I've got a lot of emails of questions, and we've got a lot of people calling you. So let's go through this, first of all, these many questions we have. But we had a caller last week who called the show, and he was desperate. And he begged me to ask you this, so I will. Years ago, he contracted the bird flu, the avian flu, West Nile virus, and he still has, he believes, a portion of that disease in him because he just says he's not right. And he wanted to know if there's anything natural that he can do to help fight this thing. Apparently, it's been in his system, Doc, for a long time.
Okay, well, I'd be amazed, George, if he had active virus, avian flu virus, in his tissues. When people get these diseases, they're part of the victims of epidemics and plagues and that sort of stuff, which would include bird flu, avian flu. These are susceptible people. They're not getting all 90 essential nutrients. Their immune systems are plugging along at maybe 20%, 10%, 5% of what that needs to be to protect them. And that's because they're missing these 90 essential nutrients. Your immune system does not exist in a vacuum. Your immune system requires all 90 essential nutrients to maximize its ability to protect you. And so this is where I would start with him. Now, one of the universal things we need to do is make sure that we can absorb our nutrients. If there's any in the food, if you're supplementing, we have to be able to absorb them. And the biggest obstruction, the biggest barrier to absorbing nutrients is gluten intolerance. So people are, about 85 to 90% of Americans are sensitive to gluten. Now, you can do a biopsy of the intestine to 100% diagnose it. Doing a wheat allergy test is not appropriate because when you have a gluten intolerance, it's not a wheat allergy. And so the best way to do it is just to drop dead, give up gluten for 90 days and see if you feel better. So it means no fried foods, no processed meats, you know, like deli slices and sandwich meats, none of that kind of stuff. Absolutely no oils. It means no microwave popcorn, no theater popcorn, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, seltzers, and cooking oil, and no gluten. No wheat, no barley and rye oats. That includes beer, that includes gravy, soups that are thickened with gluten, dog food, cat food, dry dog and cat food that contains gluten, you know, wheat, and barley, rye, and oats. And even when they say, oh, we have gluten-free oats, is not true. The gluten in oats is another name. It's called gliadin. And so if you're just looking at the words, well, it doesn't contain gluten. But it's like saying, well, I don't mind being shot in the head with a projectile. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be shot with a bullet. And it's the same thing, of course.
It's like MSG, monosodium glutamate, right?
Exactly. And so it's imperative that people consciously, George, supplement with the 90 essential nutrients, which will then support their immune system, and it will function at maximum levels. But a lot of times, people have a dramatic event in their life, like an infection with the avian flu, which can be life-threatening and certainly miserable. And 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years later, they still don't feel well, and they want to blame it on a residual smoldering infection. The odds are it's not that, but they're not absorbing their nutrients if they're in the food, or they're not supplementing to make sure. Now, what I do, and I've been doing this twice a day for 70 years, George, I take the 90 essential nutrients twice a day, and I've never been sick in 70 years. I've never been to a doctor. I've never had any pharmaceuticals or medications. I've never had any surgery. And I've been doing this for 70 years, and people have to work at this consciously to give their body what it needs for their immune system to function properly, their genes, their DNA, RNA, and telomeres to function properly. And then I bet you a dinner, whatever restaurant anywhere in the world you want, that we can make this guy feel better with just getting rid of the bad foods and supplement with the 90 essential nutrients, and I think we get him to come along.
How about Monaco in case I win?
Okay, you're on.
Let's go to the phones. Jeremy in Michigan, welcome to the program, Jeremy. You're on with Doc Wallach. Go ahead.
Awesome. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, Jeremy. Hope you are too.
Thank you. Good. First off, I just want to say, wow, it's a pleasure. You know, I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
Thank you.
Insider, and it's honestly a pleasure to be on the phone with both of you right now. Dr. Wallach?
Yes, sir.
I will get to my question in a second, but I do have to say, you are spreading truth. You are a huge pioneer in this truth movement for bringing people the truth for nutrition and its ability to prevent disease. And I just want to thank you for that.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Before my question, too, I just want to also point out, isn't it interesting that when a plant has, there's like a nutritional deficiency chart for plants. And when a plant has a certain color or this, it's just missing a specific nutrient. And all you need to do to make the plant healthy is give it the nutrients it needs. Isn't that interesting?
That's correct.
It doesn't need pharmaceutical drugs, is what I'm saying.
Good point. Good point.
My question for you, Dr. Wallach.
Okay, go ahead.
What can I do to support you and longevity?
Well, actually, you know, we have memberships. And it would not only help longevity, but also it helps George Norrie and the Coast to Coast Show, because we actually work with them jointly to get this information out. I can't thank George and the Coast to Coast Show for all they do to get the information out. So it's a mutual bond here. We're family members.
Well, I'm glad that you guys came up to me at one of the health expos.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Joel, single-handedly, along with Paul Andrews, mm-hmm. kept coming at me saying, George, you've got to look at this. This is an incredible story. And I finally did. And I said, God, these guys are telling me the truth. They're the real deal. And I think that's what's so important, and I think that's what's so great about Jeremy's call right now. You bring the truth out no matter what you have to say. I have been on a panel with you where medical doctors have come at you viciously, and you stand your ground, you're very polite, you don't lose your cool, and you just keep telling people the way it is. And that's very impressive, Doc.
Well, you're very kind. You're coming from you. I really, really appreciate that. And, of course, to give a specific answer to Jeremy's question, people can join the crusade at various levels. So you can be a customer, a cost you nothing, and use the products and be healthy, and people will see, man, you've never looked better. What are you doing? And that gives you an opportunity to share with what you're doing and to give them the opportunity to join on as a customer. But also, we have several ranks of associates, we call it, the basic one-time fee of $25 gives you all the same tax deductions that Donald Trump and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all the billionaires get. We don't want to take away their tax benefits. We want to get their tax benefits. And, of course, as an employee, you don't get any tax benefits. So to own your own little longevity business for a one-time fee in your life at $25, and it's a willable asset, George. You can will it to your kids and go on forever and ever and ever for that one-time fee of $25. You can actually, in your business plan, say that your longevity business, your $25 business, can give you a benefits, just like you work for GE or McDonald's or Ford Motor Company, you get the benefits. Well, one of the benefits, you can actually get your longevity business to pay your monthly fee for your health insurance, your monthly fee for your life insurance, your monthly fee for your gym membership, your monthly fee for your supplement program. And you can do this not only for yourself, but for your dependents.
Well, you know, Joel, I have a friend who signed up, spent the $25, and they did so primarily because they get a discount now on everything they order. And
absolutely.
And he said, George, I got my money back on two orders. And it's just amazing. But if you want information, Jeremy, on that, you just go to criticalhealthnews.com or call the toll-free number, 855-949-7234. Doc, I've got a friend of mine who almost died. He was in the hospital a few months ago with atrial fibrillation, which was a rapidly running heart. And I have this email in from Shirley in Calgary asking the same thing. She said, please ask Doc Wallach about the cause and the cure of this atrial fibrillation.
Okay, well, atrial fibrillation, doctors will run up a bill of $500,000 doing cardiovascular procedures. They'll install things like defibrillators. They will actually do what's called a ablation, where they kill part of your heart muscle trying to find the part that's running away and causing this tachycardia or fast heart rate. And then if that doesn't work, and it won't because it's not a heart problem, but then they'll do what's called a retroversion, where they electrocute you to death and sing a little song for 3 minutes, hoping to reboot your heart rate. And then that won't work because it's not a heart problem. Then they'll do a heart transplant, and that won't work because it's not a heart problem. It's a back problem. So when you have atrial fibrillation, 99.999% of the time, it's actually a degenerative disc disease. No matter what your age is, degenerative disc disease, the discs get thinner and thinner, the vertebrae get closer and closer together, and they smash the roots of the spinal nerves to control the rate and rhythm of the heart. And usually people don't have a fast heart rate until they lay down at night to go to sleep, or they bend over to pick up the baby, or they reach up to pick off a can of paint on the top shelf someplace. And it presses on those nerves, and suddenly now your heart is running away. And doctors get away with charging you $500 for all these procedures, and really it's a back problem. So we like to use what we call the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And you throw in some extra of the secret sauce to help the heart function. There's about four different supplements that go along for the heart, just because the heart's working too hard, not because it's a heart problem. Is working hard because the nerves are being smashed. And usually within 4 to 6 weeks, the problem's gone because you've dealt with the original underlying problem. It's a back problem, degenerative disc disease, allowing the vertebrae to be too close together. And again, what's happening here is with this, what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and you throw in some what we call the secret sauce to support maintenance repair of those discs, we're actually supporting and promoting maintenance repair. Drugs cannot do this. The drugs can relieve the symptoms for a while, but the disease will continue to get worse and worse and worse. And, of course, doctors are just too happy to do all these cardiovascular procedures when it's really a back problem.
And it's almost as if the back with these electrodes of nerves acts as a heart pacer, doesn't it?
Exactly right.
Catherine in Belmont, California, west of the Rockies. You're on the air with us, Catherine. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to take you off speakerphone. I'm calling on behalf of a dear friend of mine who has a rare disease called Tarlov cyst disease in the lower spine. It's a cyst in the nerve endings. And she is in miserable, debilitating pain and bedridden. And she is going under surgery with a neurosurgeon next week, a specialist. and I was just reaching out to see if there's anything you can recommend for her.
Oh, boy. Late stage, okay. Doc. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'm not familiar with that particular name of this disease, and I'm not sure if the cyst is in the covering of the spinal cord and the spinal nerves, or if it's in the bone itself.
It's filled up the spinal column at the base of the bottom of the spine.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like it's inside, right?
Yes, okay. It is.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is a cyst at the tail end of the spine?
Yes.
Okay. This is a birth defect. Okay. And it does require a surgical procedure to eliminate this. I know what you're talking about now. It's a birth defect. When the baby started out as a flat disc and it folded up into a tube, mother was missing some things, usually folic acid and or zinc. And so the spinal cord didn't completely close up. And at the tail end, there's this opening.
It's like a little hole, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hole. And the spinal cord is covered by the same membranes that cover the brain. And so since the bones didn't close properly, here this has no constraints on it, and so this bubble forms because the fluid is building up in there, and it is a kind of a surgical procedure.
A lot of people have this problem, Doc. My cousin had that.
Yeah, and of course this is, again, totally preventable, and this is where the OBGYNs really should have some cost to them. Either put in jail for 3 months every time they manage a pregnancy that turns out with a mistake like this, because these things are totally preventable. And unfortunately, they tend to be worried about their martinis and their country club memberships and stuff like that more than they do about warning women who come in. Maybe their first exam, they're 14 years old, they're 12 years old, they're 20 years old, they're 25 years old. And they should spend a half hour with them, but they're not going to because they can't make enough money that way. But they should either show them a movie or get the nurse to talk with them and say, look, you're at the childbearing years. You need to supplement with the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And you can prevent as many as 900 different diseases here. You can prevent every birth defect you can name in 10 times that many you can. And it's your responsibility to take all this stuff. If you do that, the likelihood of you having a birth defect is reduced significantly, not totally 100%, because you may have a gluten intolerance and can't absorb efficiently. So that's another factor. But if you supplement with all 90 essential nutrients for at least 6 months before your pregnancy, the odds of you having these types of birth defects is reduced almost zero. And so there should be consequences to the OBGYN when they do not give that conversation or a DVD or a movie or a pamphlet to these young ladies. And if pregnancy turns out bad, there should be consequences of the OBGYN. Then when you get 1,000 of these OBGYN in jail, guess what? Suddenly now all the OBGYNs will be recommending these nutrients.
All right, Doc, stay with us. Those of you on hold, not to worry. We've got another hour to go here for you on Coast to Coast AM with questions with Doc Wallach. And then later on tonight, Dr. Doom joins us at Dames talking about the kill shot. By the way, as I mentioned, those of you that are in the Northern California area or anywhere, Doc Wallach will be having a free health lecture for you on March 30th and 31st up there near South San Francisco and also near Santa Cruz. So if you need full information on that, all you have to do, of course, is go to kscohealth.com. That's kscohealth.com. And here's another one, MZ. At kscohealth.com. That'll be even better for you. MZ at kscohealth.com. And, of course, our website, criticalhealthnews.com. And that phone number is 1-855-949-RADIO.